Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
One of the great things that we have been given since the Protestant Reformation 500 years ago was a profound and biblical theology of vocation, or a theology of our calling in the world and work. And what the Protestant Reformation gave us was it broke down the wall between laity and clergy that had existed for 1,000 years in the medieval church, that said clergy work matters and the work of the laity doesn't, or being a pastor matters but being a farmer doesn't. The Reformation completely obliterated that and said, no. All Christians have a calling from God, and all of our work matters, and fleshes it out in wonderfully beautiful ways. But what we've done in the American church over the last century or so is we've put that wall back up, and we've said ministry, narrowly defined as pastoral ministry or being a missionary, that matters. But the other callings God gives his people, to the home or to arts or to government or law or medicine or education or business, those don't matter. Those don't have any eternal significance. All they can really do is earn money that then can be given to the church and to the clergy to do what really matters. And that's part of what's created a mega church dynamic as well. It has to invalidate the callings of other people in order to validate the callings of the mega church. So we need to recover that theology of vocation that was so rich and robust during the Reformation and in the centuries following, that gave people a sense that my work not only matters to the people I serve, but it matters to the kingdom of God, and it matters to the glory of Christ. And part of the role of pastors and church leaders is not to extract me from that work in order to serve more within the institutional confines of the church, but to equip me to engage my calling in the world to the glory of God and for his kingdom. It's a complete reversal of our understanding of the pastor's calling in the church.
And don't you think that is also recaptured with this ravishing view of Jesus, of who he is? Because he gave you those gifts to be a carpenter, to be a road worker, to be a stay-at-home mom, to be an artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that makes your whole life and calling kind of come alive when you understand God delights in you, he gifted you, and he's actually sent you out into the very sphere that you're working.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, it's a big, big missing piece of a lot of people's Christian lives, which makes them feel like second-class citizens in the kingdom. You know, frankly, there's a whole lot of us who are we don't have choices in our vocation. We're trapped more or less where God has us at the moment. And rather than feeling trapped or imprisoned, we should feel liberated, knowing that what I'm doing, though I don't have a choice, still matters because I'm doing it in communion with God. And it brings glory to him, and instead of feeling like, oh, someday I'll get out of here and really do something that matters for the world. But the rhetoric I hear in the church all over the place is focusing on the particulars of our circumstances is what defines us as a Christian and how radical we're being for the kingdom of God, rather than calling people to a profound communion with Christ to transform their understanding of the circumstances they are already in.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.